Do you want a glow up? Have some Korean seaweed soup, y'all. It's DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. I was going to say Korean Connection. K-Pop Connection it is. And guess what? It is Monday. That's why my brain ain't working. Start of the week. August 10th, 2026. And we just heard Resen with Glow Up, which they are having right now. They are blowing up everywhere. Now, apparently, the secret to looking like Amal Clooney is, of course, you guys probably know who she is. For those who don't know who she is, just by listening to the last name, she's a Lebanese and British international human rights lawyer. And, of course, Mr. George Clooney, Hollywood actor George Clooney, that is, his wife. And her daily morning food is a bowl of myeokgukyo. Now, according to the Daily Mail, Amal begins each day with a bowl of traditional Korean soup made with seaweed, sesame oil, and garlic. That sounds delicious. And nutrition experts say she's on to something. The soup is something all Korean mothers eat after giving birth. Legend has it that our ancestors noticed whales eating seaweed to recover after calving, of course, inspiring the practice, and Koreans eat the same soup on birthdays as well as a reminder of a mother's hard work and sacrifice. Health-wise, now, a typical bowl has about 70 to about 120 calories, but it's packed with fiber, so it's going to keep you full longer. But, of course, there's one downside. But before I get into that, it's also rich in iron, calcium, magnesium, and iodine, and making it great for your gut, bones, and, of course, your thyroid. Like I said, one downside, seaweed soup is a little low in protein, which is why Amal reportedly follows up with a lean protein like turkey or chicken later on in the day. And also another downside, experts warn us not to overdo it because the soup can be high in sodium and iodine. So one bowl a day is plenty and recommended, okay? And if you're trying to lose weight, here's one more tip. Let's try to sway away from that big bowl of white rice, you know what I'm saying? That usually comes with, you know, myeokguk or seaweed soup, because that's packed in carbs, y'all, okay? Not saying carbs are bad, but it's a lot, okay? So maybe the next time someone tells you breakfast is the most important meal of the day, you can say, well, I'll have what Amal Clooney's having, please. And for now, we have a great song, Hollywood Action by Boy Next Door. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for you to go to the break room, open up that fridge. If you don't have a fridge, go to the vending machine and get yourself a nice cold coffee or tea. Only because I'm actually speaking on behalf of all the Korean people and people living in Korea, because it is so hot right now. I would not drink anything hot. No. And sit back, relax, and enjoy all the info we got for you. Now, myeokguk is a hearty and healthy traditional Korean soup for the soul that'll help you glow. But, y'all, there's also good news for all the bread lovers out there. If you're looking for a healthier excuse to eat more bread, and don't we all, because we love the carbs, Seoul City has just the thing for you. The city just launched a brand new Seoul Chestnut Red Bean Bread. It's the latest addition to its official Seoul Bread series. Now, you're asking, Brian, how's it healthy? Okay, it's made with whole chestnuts and a low-sugar red bean filling, giving it a richer flavor while containing about 36% less sugar than a typical red bean pastry. Now, the new menu comes after the original Seoul Bread became an unexpected hit. Since launching in April, more than 80,000 loaves have been sold, with some bakeries selling out shortly after opening. Yes, people are actually lining up for healthy, low-sugar bread. The new chestnut version is available at select Goryeodang bakeries inside Lotte and Shinsegae department stores. I was about to say Baekhwajeon. Now, the bread is part of Seoul's Healthy Seoul campaign, which encourages healthier eating without forcing people to give up the foods they already love. And because, let's be honest, if someone tells you to eat healthy, you're more likely to say, yes, if the answer involves freshly baked warm bread. Am I not right? Well, for you to find some good bread right now, we have a great song for you by BB. It's called Pam Yang Gang. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome everyone to What the K-pop! Every Monday, we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills, and we're gonna go over it with our writer, Karen!
That's right! 22-year-old Karen. Yes. At heart. We mentioned
at
that
heart.
Last week.
And yeah, a couple days ago, the ladies came to the house and they got to swim. They got to sweat.
We got to eat.
We got to eat. Mm-hmm. And oh, heads up, we had a lot of alcohol at the house. I'm not going to say who drank it. Yes. Yes.
It was fun.
It was fun. It wasn't 미지근해.
Finally.
Yes. I mean, it only took a year and what is it? Year and 3 months, because one got sick, one broke her shoulder, one got pregnant. Yes. And then
things happen.
I just realized our past guests, I remember them DMing me saying, hey, if you ever have the KPC team come over, don't forget about us. And I feel bad. We didn't invite Walter. We didn't invite Peter. We didn't invite Lena, we didn't. Hopefully,
should we have another one?
Hopefully, they just don't listen. Yes,
we can have another one. They don't listen. Should we have a Thanksgiving party?
If you're making the turkey, I don't make turkeys. I don't know even how to start with a turkey. I can make mashed potatoes. I can make green bean casserole.
We can get turkey.
Turkeys can get on base.
We can order.
I mean, they're so expensive in Korea.
Yeah.
Also, they do it at the H Hotel, the one in Yeongsan.
Yeah, they have the.
You can order it, but yeah, it's so expensive.
They are expensive.
And they're like not that big. Mm. Yeah, compared to the American turkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if we're going to do something, I don't want it to be 미지근해. I want it to be
fun.
Cozy, relaxing. Mm. And if it's the fall, then I'm not really forcing people to watch horror movies. It's more like that's where you get the wholesome.
Christmas movies.
Christmas movies I watch right before Thanksgiving, yes.
Yeah.
But also I like, you know, any kind of feel good,
family movies.
Those kind of movies.
We should watch. I forget what's that movie with Nicolas Cage?
The Family Man.
Yeah.
The fact that you know that's hilarious. A lot of people don't know that movie.
I'm 22.
Well, no, I'm saying people don't know it because a lot of people never watched it.
Why?
So when I tell my friends, I'm like, remember that movie Family Man? They kind of forget, like, what's it about? It's like, it's him. He's a really rich businessman, and then you know this, I guess, ghost or spirit kind of comes into his life and tells him how his life could have been if he chose a different path. And then you feel that, what's the female actress's name?
Taya Leone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And then he experienced having kids and, you know, and that
he experiences family life.
My favorite, I kind of remember the line where he's on the stairs and they're like putting cake on each other's faces. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wow. And she's like, how do you do that? How do you look at me like you haven't seen me for the past
20? Oh my, you've seen this a lot.
No, I literally watched it years ago. But that was my favorite scene. I saw it twice in that same year. But it was like, if I ever were to fall in love with somebody, that's the one thing I want to be able to say to somebody. Is like, you know, having them look at you like, oh, how are you doing that? Looking at me that like as if you didn't see me for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, Nicolas Cage, I was like, wow. You're so beautiful. I never stop loving. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, it's so simple, but it's like such a romantic little scene.
It is. Yeah. I really like that movie. We need to do Thanksgiving and watch Family Man.
I thought you were going to say Family Matters, a TV show.
We need to do Thanksgiving. Yeah. And we can invite Walter and Lena and Peter.
Oh, they're not listening. Peter, Walter, Lena, if you're tuning in now, change the station because Karen's going to say really bad things about you. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, last week we learned 미지근해,
yes,
from Pentagon's Lukewarm 미지근해. The song title is called 미지근해.
That's right. Mm. Everything's 미지근해, even with the AC on full blast these days because it's hot.
Not my house, apparently. People come over when it's hot. They'll come in and it's like, oh, it's so nice.
It's so nice.
And then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, you have a friend like, your house is actually cold. I'm like, leave now.
What temperature is it all?
I set it to 18, but it doesn't reach 18 because of, you know, there's actual heat. So it gets to maybe like 23 because your house is larger and if you have more people in the house.
You need an air circulator.
What's that?
It will cool.
It's like a fan, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll...
Yeah, I've had those in the past.
It'll make the air circulate, so it'll make the temperature...
When your ceilings are 3 meters high, it doesn't really...
Then, yeah.
It doesn't really work that way.
Well, what I heard fan and everything. Is if you want to keep the electricity bills lower, you need to maybe set your temperature at about like 26 degrees and then turn on the
that's
fan
what I heard
or air circulator.
If your central air system in America, and that's why their electric bills don't go as high as Korea's.
Mm.
But when you have like the Korean air conditioning system where you have to put on every single one in each room that you go to.
Yeah.
Mine never went down. It's very expensive. What I need are probably solar panels.
Ah.
Yes.
You don't have solar panels?
No. So my house is half wooden. You know, it's 원목주택.
Yeah.
So they can't put it on my actual roof.
Oh.
But it's weird because in America they put on roofs and all American houses are wooden. So I don't
maybe
get why.
The law is a little bit different
they
here.
Think it's going to like, you know, concave.
Burn the house down?
Actually like crush the roof, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it's heavy.
I'm assuming it's heavy. It's got to be heavy. But guess what, y'all? We're going to learn something new today.
We are. Yeah.
Where are we learning it from?
We're going to learn it from a song called Samta or Lil Something by Chen, Hayes, and Vibe.
Okay. Well, let's get her acting started. Oh, I'm so hungry. What do you want for lunch?
Lunch?
I'm starving.
It's 2. 시간이 너무 애매한데.
아니, 아침을 너무 많이 먹어서.
Oh, what did you have? 뭐 먹었는데?
Leftover pizza.
Pizza? For breakfast? Oh, 애매한데.
I love cold pizza.
For breakfast?
Delicious.
애매한데.
Yeah. And I also think I ate too much.
So, what do you want to do? Get a light snack before dinner?
Oh, 애매해.
What's 애매해?
Should I just eat now or wait another 2 hours?
What about a movie before early dinner?
Ah, 애매해.
What's 애매해?
Because we have to get popcorn at the movies.
What's wrong with getting popcorn?
Then I'm gonna ruin my appetite for dinner!
Then don't get popcorn!
Oh, 애매해.
Why?
How can you watch a movie without popcorn?
Why not? Get candy or something.
That'll ruin the movie experience.
Then what do you want to do?
Oh, 애매해.
Oh my gosh. Say 애매해 one more time.
Oh, 배고파. Let's just eat. All right. That was Chen, Hayes, and Vibe called Lil Something or Samta.
Yeah, yes. Samta. So our expression was not samta.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't remember if we went over samta. Maybe we'll go over that someday. Mm. But it was actually emehe, which was in the lyrics. But this track is from 2016, so it's 10 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's an up-tempo dance track that kind of captures the tension going on between a guy and a girl that share the emehe feelings or the ambiguous feelings, and they're trying to figure out what's going on between them as they're kind of starting a relationship.
Okay.
Yeah. Emehe. So we're not quite sure where we are. Are we dating? Do we like each other? What's going on? They're trying to figure that out. And that's when we can use the word emehe. Emehe is something that I think English speakers have a hard time trying to like put their finger on. You know, what does it mean in English? I think they kind of know what it means, but it's hard to... there's no real like one word definition in English. It depends on the situation. Yeah, so in the lyrics they say 애매해 너와 나 사이가. So, you know, they're saying what are we? Are we dating? Are we a couple? Are we friends? We're kind of in between the friendship and the dating situation here. And then they also use this word 아리까리해. 아직 아리까리해 사랑하기에. So they're saying that 아리까리해 kind of means we're not sure. We're unfused. We're confused. And it kind of describes that state where we can't define our relationship. We don't know. And then there's another word called 아리송해. That's also, we don't know. We can't define this. Are we friends or are we dating? We're not sure. And then they also say 네 마음을 알 듯 말 듯 왠지 애매한. So that's also saying, I feel like I kind of know what you're thinking, but then I also don't know what you're thinking. So that's also Emhae. So he's also saying, that's, you know, I'm not sure. And it kind of feels like it's a haze. It's you know, that beginning part of a relationship when, we, you know, you're not quite dating, so you don't know what the other person's feeling.
Ah, it's what Emhae. I hate the Emhae stage.
Yeah. But then because that's the fun part, isn't it? You're like, right
it
before
could be
you're
fun,
dating.
But at the same time, some people, you think, it could be one-sided where you think, oh, this person kind of likes me, I think. And then if you have the guts to go up to them and be like, so this is how I feel, and I think that you and I can, you know, up the ante, you know, take the next step in our relationship, and, you know, are we dating? Are we not? And then what if the person's like,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just think of you as a friend. Now that Emhae became heart crushing.
Yeah.
You know, you have that hope that this person and you could be the perfect couple, but then they're like, oh, 우리 그냥 친구잖아. We're just friends. You're like, oh, dang. I should have never said something. And that's why I kind of feel like I gave up on love, because I always have been in that situation where I think this person likes me, but I'm like, why are they still going on dates with other people? I'm kind of like, okay, so I was wrong the whole time. And then it got to a point where I just don't care about relationships anymore.
Maybe
in the love
way. Other person was just, you know, they were...
I mean, they obviously friend-zoned me, but I didn't know I was friend-zoned. Sometimes it gets that way. People will be friend-zoned without knowing it, because I feel like certain people don't really know, like me, like... You just don't know, like, where you stand in a relationship with somebody. You don't know how to act with that person anymore. So then you're thinking, oh, maybe they'll make the moves and say something to me first. And you expect it, you want it, but it's too late because you didn't have the guts to say anything. And then they're kind of like probably thinking, maybe Brian doesn't care about me. Maybe I should find somebody who does. Brian's just a friend of mine.
I feel like there are different types of people when it comes to relationships, though. Like, some people, they just like, you know, seeing one person at a time and then moving on. But then there are others who like seeing multiple people at the same time and then, like, narrowing it down.
How, would you like your husband to see
multiple
people? No,
like, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
it's like those reality TV shows nowadays when they make one person go on the show and date different girls or guys and then find your future husband on the show. I'm kind of like, that's so weird. Like, 2 days of dating this one dude, then 2 days later dating another guy, then 2 days later another guy, just to find the right guy to marry you or something.
And, like, their definition of seeing people is a little bit different.
True. Yeah. Oh, I'm seeing this other person while I'm seeing you. What's that mean?
Yeah.
Do you not care about me as much that you need to see other people?
Yeah. No.
It's so Emhae.
It's very Emhae.
That's why, stay single, y'all. Don't get married. Karen admitted she made a mistake over the weekend. She hates her husband.
I did
joking.
Not.
I'm completely joking.
Sometimes, though. Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes you want to strangle your partner.
Yeah,
it
I
makes
do.
Sense, because sometimes you want to strangle your best friends. Because you're like, you're my best friend. Why are you annoying me right now?
See, but you don't live with your best friend, so that's why it works.
I did. And I was my roommate with my best friend before he got married. We were roommates for almost like 4 or 5 years.
I don't think you should
years.
Live with your best friend.
Oh, my best friend and I got along so well. He was OCD like me, but a different class of OCD. Where
what?
He liked everything perfectly organized. I like things that are very clean.
Oh, that is a different OCD.
Yeah. So when I come home, I want to make sure things are clean.
Though.
It did, because
you
he
would clean
alphabetize
and he would
the pantry.
Oh my gosh.
I would just go shopping and be like, hey, Eugene, what do we need for the house? I'm at the big C market, you know? And he'd be like, oh, I think we need cereal. I need this. All right, I'll bring it home. Put it into the pantry, just neatly organized.
Mm-hmm.
But then I go into my room, take a shower, come back. I'm like, what are you doing in the pantry? He's like, oh, I just made
everything.
It's
organizing.
So he'll have, like, apples, bananas, like, everything all alphabetized, which was amazing.
Yeah.
It's easy to find everything because you know where everything is.
It works for you. That's perfect. Wow.
So if you're going to find a best friend to be roommates with, find one that's a little bit...
compatible.
Yes. Or like a puzzle piece that worked.
Yeah.
You know? And that's also important with relationships.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You need to meet somebody
agree,
who's compatible. Not
to
because, oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. Oh my gosh, they're so talented. No, that doesn't mean you're compatible.
Yeah, you know? That's true. So you can't let passion get in the way.
No. Passion is important.
But you have
but
to find compatibility.
Have to be compatible.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with our word of the week. 애매해. I can't find a way to connect it.
I mean, that connects.
How?
You need passion. You don't want the 애매해 relationship. Because even in a relationship, it gets 애매해. We're like, oh, Karen and I have been married for like almost 20 years. Do you love her? Love is such an 애매해 word. Like, 애매해 could be used
no,
in relationships
too.
No,
you can't do that.
You can because you're still in love with them. You're in love with them. But it's 애매해, like, what the relationship's actually like.
Anya!
Like, oh, so explain
if
your...
my husband said explain, that, no, I I'm would kill
about,
him.
No, you right now. Then explain your relationship with your husband right now.
No, we
see, 애매하니까 대답 못해.
No, we love each other, but yeah. The passion may be not there
which is 애매해.
All the time.
Which is 애매해. So
how
애매해
is that 애매해?
If the passion's not there, your passion is 애매해.
But you don't... You can't live on passion.
So it's 애매해.
But marriage can't be based on passion.
Yeah. But what about your compatibility? Do you think you're perfectly compatible?
No.
See, so it's 애매해.
But that's
everything's
marriage.
Everything's 애매해.
That's
life
marriage.
Life is not just marriage. I feel like all life is 애매해.
That is true.
Yeah. Even your relationship with your friends and family sometimes, you're like...
Yeah.
When people ask me, like, so, like, what's your brother do for a living? I'm like...
Is that 애매해?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I've never asked him.
Your brother?
I mean, that's his life. I don't have to care about his life. I just have to care that he's my brother.
Yeah, but you can ask him.
We don't talk.
Oh, okay.
It's, you know, it's like with siblings. You have a sibling. You have a sister who's like 20 years younger than you. Like,
yeah, not 20 years. 12 years.
I mean, but you guys don't talk on the phone every day.
No.
Do you guys tell each other everything that goes on in the month or the week?
No.
That's the same thing with my brother. Like,
yeah, but
he was recently in Korea. We never saw each other. But am I like...
I do agree.
I kind of don't care.
You
that
don't
season
have
or not.
To be close with your with your siblings.
Yeah, a lot of people might think that negatively, but I'm not saying in a negative way. I'm just saying if I see him, cool. If I don't, cool. He's
That's
busy.
Okay, yeah.
He was here for work, so
yeah. But you don't know what he does. Is he like?
He's my brother.
Is he in the CIA or something?
He is an older brother. He was in the U.S. military, but I don't know his title.
Okay, he's in the military. That's his job.
But that's not his title. Everyone, I always ask, like, oh, what's your brother doing in the military? I'm like, I don't know.
No, he's in the military. That's his job.
No,
I think
like,
that's
okay,
enough.
When you're in the military, you're like a private, colonel, whatever.
I don't think
people
you need to know
military,
that.
If
that.
You say they're in the military, they'll be like, that's so, you know, you have to be more, you know, what do you call it? I can't think of the word right now in English. Detailed. Like, what do they do in the military? It's like me saying, oh, Karen works at KBS. Oh, okay, cool. That's not your title.
Well, that's funny. I think your standards are too high. I know where
no,
my husband
that's where
works.
That's what like friends always ask.
But I don't know what his exact title is.
Your husband?
Yeah.
See?
Do you need to know?
Your relationship is mad MMA. Which was our K-pop word of the day. Meaning
that's right.
It's in the in-between. It's kind of awkward. It could be kind of like awkward too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which Karen's relationship is, y'all.
No, I still love my husband.
We didn't say you didn't love him. Love is an awkward thing.
It is.
That sounds like a title of a song.
I think it is.
Love is an awkward thing.
We
That's not our
watch
song,
Family
though, today.
Family Man.
All right. While we decide on when we're going to watch it, we're going to play the song that Emma comes from. It's by Chen, Hayes, and Vibe. The song's called Lil Something, Sumta. And Karen, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
All right. That was Lil Something Sumta by Hayes and Vibe and Chen. Yes. Now let's get an announcement in right now for you guys. What's going on this week? We got tomorrow, in case you missed it, we can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And of course, in the middle of the week, Wednesday, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in those requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where we hear your answers to a weekly question that's posted on our gram every Friday at KBS K-Pop. Mm-hmm. And on Fridays, we have Just Go with Nael, where you can drop your guidebooks and just follow along as we travel across Korea. Now, we also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we give you information that you might have known already, but we don't care. We want to spread the word to everyone. Now, you can send in your song requests, your answer to our Y2C, comments, and suggestions to various ways. There's our gram at KBS K-Pop and the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.com. Dotco.kr. And while you're there, our annual overseas listener satisfaction survey is uppity up and running on our website as well. So you guys can click the link or click on the banner at the top. And we'd really appreciate it. And because this takes a few moments, you know, participate. Give us feedback on what you like, what you don't, what you want us to change. And while you're there, make sure to tell people, or not tell people, but post that you like our show the most. And the survey will come to a close on September 11th. So get on that quickly. But for now, we got music, Heart of Women with Lost in Proof, 나를 잃지 않는 방법. And then we have Triple S with Baby Flower. All right, that was Triple S with Baby Flower. Now, how do you listen to our show? Pretty simple. We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio On Air, and KBS Kong. We have podcasts as well. You got to search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio, and YouTube Live. Make sure to search and subscribe to KBS World English. And while you're there, you guys can check to see if you won or not by looking up our KPC playlist at world.kbs.co.kr and scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner of our website. And there you'll see K-Pop Connection, that is, in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click the link to enter our page, okay? And then you're going to see the playlist tab. And the winners are always posted on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And with that said, we have two songs coming your way. We got Seunghan and Seoul with Glow, and then Evan with Ride or Die. All right, that was Evan with Ride or Die. And with that, it is time to wrap up our show. We have a great song taking us out by Lucy called Watermelon. 수밖에 더가. Our producer is Chaedong Kwon. Our writer is Cameron Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.